federal government will hold its drought summit tomorrow, and already there is one big idea up for discussion. How can the government make it easier for more farmers to insure themselves against drought? At the moment, just a handful of producers are insured against natural disasters, and farming organisations say that boosting that number will save governments billions of dollars the next time disaster strikes. Clint Jasper has more.
This year, drought wiped out all of New South Wales grain grower Ian Goulet's crops. So he's pretty happy this was the year he took out multi-peril crop insurance.
So all my costs have been covered. I'm certainly worse off because I haven't had any production and my normal income hasn't been coming in, but I'm no worse off than where I started the year at.
He's only one of a handful of farmers to buy this type of insurance. And WA Farmers Federation President Tony York says having more farmers insured would mean far less taxpayers' money is spent on droughts.
We really need to make sure that as many as possible are out of the need of having in-drought support.
Having multi-peril crop insurance means farmers can recover the cost of planting a crop when drought, fire, hail, flood or frost wipes it out. The CEO of Lativo, Andrew Trotter, was one of the first to offer the product in Australia.
It really is farm income protection, no different to what a nurse or a teacher may take.
The small handful of multi-peril providers in Australia say efforts to grow the market have been hampered by a sceptical farming community and a lack of support from government. In the USA and Canada, some 80% of farmers are covered by this type of insurance, but their premiums are subsidised heavily by their governments.
We don't believe we need long-term subsidies like has been provided in those countries.
Instead, at the Prime Minister's Drought Summit tomorrow, the National Farmers Federation will recommend the government offer a 150% tax incentive over 5 years to entice more farmers to use the products. It would mean the average cost of a policy this year, $40,000, would become a $60,000 deduction on a farmer's tax return. The government has already committed $1.8 billion to supporting farmers through the current drought, and farming groups say wider adoption of insurance will reduce pressure on the public purse when natural disasters strike again. Tony York.
Probably likely that the overall income of the industry is going to go up, so the government would get its incentives back in terms of increased income and increased productivity for the country.
With the right incentives in place, insurers like Lativo's Andrew Trotter say other farmers could be included as well.
We want to migrate this model out to, you know, strawberry growers, the livestock producers, the sugar farmers to protect against cyclone. What makes this work is by having a large diversity in the types of farmers in the program.
Farming organisations hope the severity of this drought leads to some positive change before the next one strikes.
Clint Jasper reporting.